All right, let's talk some Eagle football here with our next guest. Covers the Eagles for ESPN.com. He, of course, is Tim McManus, brought to us by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice. For accidents, malpractice, or nursing abuse, remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. Tim, the guy, the last caller we had suggested a corner blitz to get some pressure on Dak Prescott. I don't know if he'll do that, but that certainly has to be a game plan to get some heat on him, right?
Well, the last two games, Jim Schwartz has really dialed back the pressures, and that's because he's been getting it sort of organically. And he noted that one of the times that he did blitz in this last game was on that 90-yard Adrian Peterson run with Malcolm Jenkins coming off the corner. So as we know, Schwartz isn't a guy that really likes to dial up the heat unnecessarily, and I think he'll probably explore early going with the organic pass rush, and of course, if it doesn't get home, then and start throwing some different things at Dak.
Yeah, I think that there was probably good reason because, you know, the quarterback last week couldn't beat you. So you might as well just stay back there. But in this kind of situation, you're going to have to invent ways. Because this guy, when you rush him, he gives up the ball. He gets a little skittish.
Yep, and the Saints went after him a little bit. And even though Dallas won that game, the offense didn't have a ton of success. And actually, if you look at the way that the Eagles have attacked Prescott traditionally, they tend to dial up blitzes a little bit more. So they at least have in their background some evidence that it works. So we'll have to see how Schwartz approaches it this week, because you have to kind of strike that balance of making sure you're not giving Dak too much time, but you also don't want to commit too much when you have Ezekiel Elliott on your mind. Now you have to have Amari Cooper on your mind. So it'll be interesting to see what he cooks up this week.
All right, now you've been in bed with this team from the start. So a lot of people are looking at this Eagle team. They're back, and they're actually capable of winning all the games they can to win the division. They beat the Giants and the Washington Redskins. What do you take from that as far as their completeness right now?
Well, I think that you have to consider the opponent and not get too carried away. Home games against the G-men in Washington that was working with Mark Sanchez for most of the game. I mean, that shouldn't have you get your kind of expectations out of whack for what this team is. And if you just look at the kind of clawing that they've had to do just to be 6-6 and to have multiple leaders have to call out people and, you know, scratch and claw just to get to this number. I mean, this is, you know, it's been a struggle for this team. That being said, yeah, I think that there are some positive signs that are starting to come out on offense in particular. And I would say that a lot of it is as a result of a healthy offensive line. You know, Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson and Jason Peters have all been dealing with injuries for a good part of the season. And it looks like Kelce and Johnson are getting healthy at the right time. You're seeing, as a result of that, the running game working better. Doug Peterson trusting the running game more. And that becoming part of a balanced attack that is benefiting Carson Wentz and play action, and it's having this kind of trickle effect. That plus the emergence of Golden Tate last week is very encouraging when you're starting to see an offense that's picking up its game at the right moment. So do I think that all of a sudden, you know, they're up in the class of the Saints and the Rams? I don't. But they're playing in a down NFC East, and they're in competition both for the division title and the wild card. And as they've said a number of times, they have fate in their hands, although with a difficult schedule ahead.
What did they do to get Golden Tate more involved, and was that a point of emphasis? Because they targeted him a lot.
I think it had more to do with they had been talking the week leading into that game that there were some things going on behind the scenes that were encouraging in that respect. Gunter, the wide receivers coach, as an example, said that the information he could tell was hitting Tate's brain quicker. So that's one thing. He's getting more comfortable in the system, and he's starting to pick it up more, think less, and just act more naturally on the field. And I think the other part of that is him and Carson Wentz are starting to get some of that chemistry, which you could see, for example, on the play that 19-yarder down the left sideline, where Wentz and he are coordinating in mid-play, as you know, you go this way, and let's play a little backyard football. And I don't think that happens necessarily in the first week. So those are the types of things. I think it's just reps. It's just a matter of time on task as the reason for why Tate is starting to get a little bit more comfortable, and you're starting to see some more results.
All right. Coincidentally, though, the other guy is getting fewer targets over the last couple of days. 5 targets last week for Alshon Jeffrey. Is that solely because of Josh Norman or what?
Well, I think that actually you can look at Tate and his presence on the team as part of that factor, because if you're looking at the number of targets that Jeffrey was receiving prior to Tate getting here at the trade deadline and after, you know, at least heading into last week, it went from 8 targets on average to 5. And you've seen kind of a pretty significant drop in that respect. You know, mix that with the fact that Ertz is getting targeted like crazy. And that's probably why Jeffrey isn't getting as many looks.
All right, let's look at the bodies who they're going to get back that may help defensively in defense backfield. Are we going to see Jalen Mills back? Are we going to see Hicks back? What's the story with Jernigan?
So at least for today, the Eagles didn't practice today. They had a walkthrough instead. That was the way that Peterson is trying to make sure that these guys are getting rested in front of a game against a team that is coming off of extra rest. But Jordan Hicks did not, it was projected not to practice today. Same with Timmy Jernigan, same with Avante Maddox, Jalen Mills, and Jason Peters. I don't expect Jalen Mills to play in this game. I think that Avante Maddox is a little bit closer, but is being deemed day to day. And I'm not counting on Hicks being back either. I mean, with Jernigan, they've been spinning it pretty positively, and he had back spasms that kind of flared up before yesterday or last week's game. So I think that there's a chance that you see him. But there's not going to be this huge wave of reinforcements, I don't think, relative to last week in terms of what you're going to say.
That's not very good news. In other words, unless they're getting some heat on Prescott, I'm not so sure I like that those cornerbacks that played last week against an inferior quarterback to translate to this game.
I got you. I mean, I think the defensive secondary should be a concern, has been a concern, will continue to be a concern. And there's a couple ways to alleviate the pressure that's on them. One is that you get a front four rush that is effective. And I think that you've been seeing that with Brandon Graham now starting to round into form a little bit. It's taken a long time off of that ankle, but starting to look better. They're starting to get pressure more up front. I think that's encouraging. And the fact that they're running the ball offensively, if you get time of possession on your side, that's less snaps for the defense. That's less opportunities for the opposing quarterback to beat you deep. So I think those are the kind of things that are going to have to support this team on Sunday and really for the rest of the year in order for other teams not to exploit what's going on in that defensive backfield.
Last question. In your opinion, are they at this point ready for that challenge? They got revenge on their side to go into Dallas and win this game, keep the season alive. What are you feeling right now on a Wednesday?
Still a Wednesday, but I'm leaning towards the Eagles. And you brought up the fact that they have revenge. And also, I think it would be different if Dallas was coming off of like a big loss to New Orleans. But the fact that they came up with that huge signature win, you know, the psychology would play to Philly's favor in a couple different respects there. And I do feel like they're catching a little momentum. I don't know that it's going to ride them all the way to the playoffs. I'm not saying that. But it does seem like they have a little something cooking here. And so I'm leaning Philly early in the week.
All right. Sounds good. Timmy, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you.
All right, Mike. Thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.